Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Coming up, cricket legend Andrew Symons remembered. But first, it's now believed up to a dozen tourists have been injured in a boating incident in the state's far north. A tourist boat with 26 passengers and two crew on board ran into trouble this morning as it travelled through the famous Horizontal Falls, about 100 kilometres north of Derby. Premier Mark McGowan says some of the injured have been taken to Broome Hospital, with other emergency services on standby.
We're advised that around a dozen people have been injured. We don't know how seriously people have been injured. We don't know the reason behind it, but we have mobilised significant resources.
The Tamil asylum seeker family is set to return home to Bilawila in Queensland. They'll leave community detention in Perth, with the federal government granting them bridging visas. The family has been in detention for the last 4 years. Local Mayor Nev Ferrier says it's the news Bilawila has been waiting for.
You know, there's been a bit of talk for a couple of days, and I heard the Prime Minister speaking this morning what they're going to do, so people have been looking forward to it all day.
It appears the federal government has backtracked on its election commitment to push for the minimum wage to increase by 5.1%. It's written to the Fair Work Commission calling for an increase, but it won't put a figure on its request. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says the lowest paid deserve a pay rise.
The focus of the submission is what we've argued throughout the election campaign, and that is that those on the minimum wage should not be left behind.
11 new COVID-related deaths have been reported in WA, some date back to April. There are now 322 patients in our hospitals with the illness. 9 of them are in intensive care. 9,948 new infections have been detected. Andrew Symons has been remembered for his friendship and impact on the Aussie cricket team. A public memorial service has been held in Townsville this afternoon for the 46-year-old after a private funeral this morning. Former skipper Ricky Ponting says Roy had a huge influence on his teammates.
Simo just made sure that the team was a team and the team wasn't going to lose games. So new guys coming into the team, guys that you know might have been in the team for a long time, he made everyone better. From being around.
There's been a large earthquake off Timor and it's been felt from Kununurra to Darwin. The 6.2 magnitude tremor struck just after 10:30 this morning. In sport, West Coast is taking a long-term view instead of a quick fix at the mid-season draft. While coach Adam Simpson says Dom Sheed and Elliot Yeo will start to play limited minutes in the Waffle.
That's what the plan is. Very, very limited minutes, but it's the start of their pre-seasons, really.
Fremantle youngster Hayden Young has signed a 4-year contract extension, keeping him at the club until at least the end of the 2027 season. Collingwood defender Jordan Roughead has announced his retirement after 201 games. The 31-year-old says the decision is largely based on medical advice. And Perth Wildcat sharpshooter Todd Blanchfield is staying with the club until 2025. The 30-year-old has signed a 3-year contract extension and says he's excited to stay.
You know, really looking to build, you know, from last year. I think last year was obviously didn't go the way we planned. I don't like to look back too far, but at the same time, I feel like we've got a lot of unfinished business. So, yeah, I'm really excited to be back and, yeah, I'm looking forward to the year.
Listener.